Hi, this is Krishna, and I'm over at bizgrowthnews.com. But in fact, today I'm stuck in traffic. And I just thought it was an opportunity to share with you a quick thought, and that's about how you're using YouTube or how you're using any other online video or podcast site. I received an email recently to invite me to speak at an event basically taking place, and it's for an organization in the US, which is a very substantial, well-known brand. And one of the questions I asked of the person who contacted me was, how did you find me? And they were great, so they came back to me and generously said, actually, we did a search in Google, and you'd be pleased to hear that you're at the top of the search engines for a particular phrase. Actually, interestingly, it's not something I've ever optimized my site for. But that's good to know. However, what they then went on to say is that when we found your content, we then went over and we had a look at YouTube and we wanted to see what your presentation skills were like. So they had checked me out on my YouTube videos. Now, I've also had this happen for people going and listening to my podcasts. It did make me stop and think in terms of, am I putting my best foot forward? Am I putting my best voice forward? Am I putting my best face forward in terms of on podcasting that I do, or in fact on any other distributed content? And we know that people go and search for us by name. That's a great example, though, somebody searching for us by what they're looking for, a problem that they've got, somebody to talk on this particular subject, and then they did their research before they made a contact to me. I'm wondering, what opportunities have I missed, perhaps because people didn't like the content they found? Do I need to go and clean up my YouTube channel? Do I need to go and review my podcasts? Anyway, that's my thought for today, and interested in terms of what you think. Is that something you take care of in terms of, let's say, even the casual video that you might choose to put up onto YouTube or the casual podcast that you do? Does it fully express and represent the brand that you want to be known for, your personal brand? So that's today's tip in terms of building your personal brand online.